The Bush administration wants to cut $63 million from the federal budget by trimming subsidized passenger airline service to rural communities. The Essential Air Service subsidy is a product of airline deregulation, which gave rural areas 10 years to develop self-sustaining air service. That was 25 years ago. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the subsidy survives because it has powerful supporters who say it's critical to rural economies.
At least 100 rural communities in 37 states consider this an essential sound in daily life. That's a sleek silver turboprop jet with about 20 passengers aboard, climbing above Cedar City, Utah, a university, tourist, and manufacturing town in the southwest corner of the state. Twice a day, SkyWest Airlines connects Cedar City with a Delta Airlines hub in the state capital of Salt Lake City. That's a 45-minute flight instead of a 4-hour drive, and it's relatively popular, says airport manager Steve Farmer.
Between the university, all of the federal employees that are here, from the BLM to the Forest Service to the Park Service to everybody, they travel back and forth. People fly in here from all over to visit Bryce Canyon, Zion, Cedar Breaks National Monument. There's 120,000 people a year come to Cedar City for the Shakespeare Festival. You can see how far-reaching this is.
20,000 people fly through Cedar City each year, but their tickets cover only half the costs. The federal government pays the rest, close to $800,000 a year. The Department of Transportation declined an interview request for this story, suggesting a call instead to Citizens Against Government Waste, a private group headed by Tom Schatz.
Certainly these are subsidies because the communities themselves can't afford it, and the private sector, if it does want to come in, doesn't want to pay for it either. And how long are we going to essentially throw money at a variety of communities without them figuring out how to make ends meet?
This essential air service subsidy began with airline deregulation in 1978, when airlines wanted to dump unprofitable routes to rural communities. SkyWest executive Ron Reber remembers the reaction.
Airlines were treated like utilities, so it'd be a little like getting notice that they were no longer going to get electricity because they weren't using enough nor paying enough for electricity. We all feel entitled to utilities. Well, airlines were utilities, so the entitlement was huge. You shut off my utility, I'm a little upset. That was the feeling in the late 70s.
Rural communities had a powerful ally on the Senate Appropriations Committee. Democrat Robert Byrd of West Virginia held deregulation hostage, suggests David Field of Airline Business magazine.
Senator Byrd knew that if the airlines were allowed to choose where they flew, when they flew, they would stop serving little towns like Beckley, West Virginia. Robert Byrd's price for allowing airline deregulation to pass and become law was a guarantee that for a decade there would be an annually subsidized program to continue and maintain what was defined as essential air service to small communities.
A fragile bipartisan coalition of rural and western lawmakers has kept the subsidy going ever since, despite annual budget balancing attempts to cut it. Michael Boyd has an aviation industry consulting firm called the Boyd Group.
Well, the essential air service program is 20 years out of date. It wastes money, in many cases, putting air service that nobody wants to use into communities where not many people go.
President Bush is the latest president to agree, proposing a $63 million cut, slashing the subsidy more than half. 23 communities would lose their subsidy entirely because they're within 100 miles of a hub airport. 82 others would have to pay a portion of the subsidy themselves, depending upon their distance from an airline hub. The closer the hub, the more they'll pay. That's a $200,000 hit for Cedar City, Utah. Mayor Gerald Sharrett agonizes over his city's ability to pay.
But if we did, we're going to have to cut our services, or we're going to have to raise taxes in a city that taxes are very high already. I don't think that anybody is going to allow our airport to close. If I allow that while I'm mayor, they're going to take me out of town and burn me at the stake. It's too important to us.
That's illustrated just outside town, where workers in hard hats ride a platform on a crane from the roof of a factory to the ground. This is one of six new manufacturing plants in the last 4 years. Cedar City defies the national trend for rural places. it's gaining manufacturing jobs, not losing them. And subsidized air service gets some of the credit. Clark Krause is the city's economic development director.
When we go out and we're recruiting industry, or we're talking to the manufacturers that currently exist here, it's critical to them. They've told us that. They will say, where is your flight service? Do you have, like, local flight service?
Cedar City is trying to wean itself of the subsidy with a marketing campaign aimed at getting more local people to use the local airport. That satisfies aviation consultant Michael Boyd. He recommends more subsidized flights for Cedar City, but he believes other communities much closer to hubs can make do without them.
What we have to do is get down and decide that air transportation is important for rural areas and define what a real rural area is, and we've got to get the civic hubris out of it. Is that possible? Not in our lifetime.
In fact, essential air service supporters are girding for another fight. Republican Congressman John Peterson of Pennsylvania co-chairs the Congressional Rural Caucus.
Last year, we fought five different battles trying to, you know, keep this program intact. We won for a year, but we're right back at the battle again. But we're going to look for the opportunity to show that our votes count and that we can count votes also, and if necessary, we'll vote no. Stop the train.
That's not an idle threat, given the fact that key Senate and House leaders represent rural areas. But preserving the subsidy is more challenging every year as the budget deficit grows and the White House and fiscal conservatives grow more determined. Howard Berkus, NPR News.